Blog Talk Radio.
Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha illallah, Ashadu ilaha inni Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify to there's no God but one God, and his proper name is Allah, meaning the creator of this creation. He have created his creation to test us. He have sent us revelation. He sent us the last revelation with the last prophet, and that is no other than Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet. The one Christ Jesus spoke about in the Bible will come and lead us in all truth. So we here to Block Talk, welcome you to the Block Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance and hands of Hameen Muhammad, coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad, Sim School, and others. So we thank Allah for all who have joined us tonight. We're here to get rid of a problem that affected the whole world and have called African American and Caucasian one to be inferior and one to be so-called superior. The only superiority caught in the scripture is the one who obey God the best. So we thank Allah for this Block Talk radio station that going to the root of the problem, the root of the problem of racism is in religion. Is in the idea of holding God up as a particular ethnic group, a member of the human family. This must stop. And we are working hard here on this Block Talk radio station and in the streets and with our family members and with our friends and whoever will listen and let them know that there is nothing deserved to be worshipped besides Allah. And that Christ Jesus said that Prophet Muhammad was coming and he going to be the last prophet. And Christ Jesus was not God. He was a messenger. He was a prophet. He spoke the truth. He bear witness to the fact there is no God but one God. So we're going to open up with a prayer called Al Fatiha. First, we said in the English language, in the Aramaic, the language of most of all the prophets spoke were closer to the what they said and what they said God was than any American. Because Jesus, Moses, Abraham, none of the prophets ever spoke English. So they probably prayed like this: "Humalee Satan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laidamin." Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmi Din Iyyaka Na'budu Iyyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim Sirata Ladina Anta Walihim Ghadri Maghdubi Alayhim Walidoreen Amin. Seek protection with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy, with the name of Almighty God, Allah, Most Gracious, Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We like to greet our audience in the best of the greetings. There's no other greeting in the world match this greeting that we know of, and that we believe come directly from the Creator himself, because his match up with everything that we need, peace. And we say it just like that. May God peace be unto you. So we all need the peace, and we all obligated to keep the peace. And there's never going to be any, hardly be any peace as long as a false image up is God in the world. There will be no real peace because one think they're better and one think they're lesser. And the only way to get rid of that is to appeal to the people's mind. Yeah, a lot of churches done took it off the wall, but they still plant it in the minds of those innocent in their minds. That Jesus, a man that was killed, according to their book, but they turn around and say he wasn't killed, He died. When you die, you go home and don't wake up no more. When you die, you just go to sleep and don't wake up. This man was put on the cross and nailed to it. It means if I do anybody else like that, that means I just killed you or killed that person. But they don't see how tricky. That's why we say, ma'am said, words make us and shape us and form the world we live in. And the people forming a world that they should not form by saying that a man 2,000 years ago, and they got up on the wall. Now, they ain't got a picture of their 2,000-year-old grandmama or granddaddy, but they got a picture of a man who supposed to be lived 2,000 years ago. They ain't got no relatives on their wall that 2,000 years ago, but they got a false image of a man talking about this. And it looked just like the a regular old slave-driving boss. Looked like the same old rebel that wanted to force us and keep us in bondage. Looked like Donald Trump. Looked like any of those Ron Sanger, whatever his name. And he talking about they're going to teach racism. They're going to teach slavery was a benefit for the slaves. Yeah. Christians go along with anything. And then we call, they show you you ain't got no power. So how are you going to stop them? You don't own no business. You don't own no ships in the sea or planes in the sky or rigs over the highway. So how are you going to stop them? You have no unity. The main thing slavery brought to us was never have any unity. And that's why they called us standing on the corner talking. They would run us off the corner. They don't want us to unite or talk about no problem. They fill the jail up with us when they call us standing on the corner. So this is the ugly picture of America. This is the ugly picture we have to point to show them that this got to change. No, nobody knows where nobody going. But I believe if you have enslaved somebody, beat that person, I believe you take that person baby and put it on the bank for a crocodile to come up out of the water to get that baby where you can get the hide from that crocodile, I believe that you ain't going to paradise. I can say that. I believe. That's my belief. Everybody got to believe. I believe if I do you wrong and I do it with a conscience, then I'm doing myself wrong at the same time because Allah says he loves those who do right. He loves those who strive in the way of righteousness. That's what he loves. He don't love no devilish or devil-drafted devils. And that's what you become because God put in good in you, but the devil wants you to be drafted some of his idea, take on some of his idea, for you can become what he wants you to be and not what God wants. He gets you misbelieved, disbelieved, and never believed. That's Satan's job. So we're here to kill and to get rid of Satan so we all can live in peace. We all brothers and sisters because there's a fact that we all come from Adam. And Allah said he created us in different environments, gave us our color, gave us our eyes and nose. Everybody who got an eye and a nose, they got it from Allah. And Allah is one who breathed in all our nostrils and gave us life. So we here with life. And we're not here to show off, throw rocks at people. We love to throw rocks. We love to pick up and hurl a stone at truth. Truth is the strongest weapon that Satan don't want you to use. Huh? So some people get upset when you tell the truth. Some people say they love Allah and they love the message, but they get upset when you tell the truth. And Jesus said, know he the truth, and the truth will set you. He should never told you to know him. So we are trying to learn the truth coming from Al-Quran, coming from the final revelation. Know the life that Prophet Muhammad lived. Know how he moved through the earth. Know what how he deal with situations. We learn all that and do the best we can. And Allah said that's all required of us to do the best we can. But sometimes some people think they got all the best. They're the only one know the best. They're the only one know how to obey. But everybody else got to follow their instructions. Now, Allah teaches all of us through our Quran. And everybody who read the Quran don't get the same understanding. And this book has been kept out of the minds and out of the stores and out of the homes of the good people of this earth, and have been done. They have did this deliberately to keep this book out of the hands and out of the minds of the people. Because if the Quran was in charge, if the Quran was known by everybody on this earth, I'll be judgment was set in tomorrow. But everybody don't know that the Quran is here. Everybody don't read the Bible and understand what Jesus said, that one going to come out. Because the preacher ain't teaching that. Preaching ain't saying that Jesus said one going to come after him and lead us in all truth. That's right in the Bible. It's in Matthew, I believe. Well, I'm probably in the Bible more than one place. But wherever that, these people are not teaching that. And even some of these imams are not reminding the people what Jesus said. Huh? Jesus said, hey, one good, and that's God. And you tell a Christian that, so you got to add more and more to what the Bible says so they can start realize that they don't know the Bible. They don't, they let somebody teach them the Bible who only wants their money, who only wants a better life coming from them to him. That's all they want, a better life. That's why they keep preaching these lies. They know if they tell the truth, that all the people going to run over here to the masthead. And they should be running to a school. We should have a school, and we should have more schools than we got masthead. Huh? We don't need no building you use once a day, part of a day. But you got that school you use 6-7 days a week, probably use it every day. And you got a life in that school when you got children in that school. You got new life coming up. And just like Donnell Kareem and Imam W. Muhammad and all the rest of the brothers and sisters went to Sister Claire Muhammad's school and W. D. Muhammad High. All them children, look how they came out. Come out leaders. Men and sisters and brothers came out leaders. Don't we want that for our children? Don't we want our children to have the best? We can't get the best in the school, public school. Public school is not designed to make the best out of you. Make a better football player out of you if they can, or tennis player, or golf, or baseball player. But they ain't studying about seeing you become over a Fortune 500 business. Why? Because in their heart is racism. And it comes from home, comes from the lie that they want to take over. If they get in this position, they're going to do us worse than what they did us. That's what they used to say. But Caucasian people don't believe that no more because they moving next door to you, right across from you. They used to remove in your neighborhood because they used to say, oh, you were the baddest thing, that you were the evilest thing on this earth. But no, they were really talking about themselves. But they had to throw you up, had to put you up as that, as one like them. Or they was better than you. So we here tonight with this Block Talk radio station, and we here to share this mic, and praise be to Allah. We got believers here who have something to say. And we want to hear from all of the believers and the new believer that comes on here. We want to hear from you. So we're going to get ready to open this talk up. Anybody wants to say anything, please match one, come into the queue. Let's get busy. Let's see how we can remove this image. Let's see how we can go into business. Let's see how we can ask the government to give us what they owe us. They ain't giving us nothing that we don't. Most of our ancestors called hell. If you read about hell in any scripture, it will be less hell than the hell we went through. Ain't a hell that I know of that you can make a movie of is worse than what we been through. How they did us. How they still are doing them. How they still is shooting us down. How they still manipulating us, getting getting us put all these earrings and tattoos all over our body, mess our body with all this ink, huh? Wear shoes that are not good and healthy for you to have on. How put all this dye in our head that leaks down, gonna leak down in our brain and destroy our memory. They know it, but they put it on the market. They don't care. And then, but they tell you what he's gonna do. They said, this is dye. Dye your hair. Dye your intelligence. Kill your motivation. Kill your idea for a better life. You put this dye in your head and get you some weed while you're doing it. Get you a chroma. Get you a Budweiser. Get everything we got for you. Because if you don't, you're not in to the know. Because the only people in the know, and that's why they show you people drinking beer like they're having fun. They don't show you the people drinking beer going to jail for knocking the fire hydrant down. They don't show you that person. They don't show you that person drinking beer, beat his wife up because he thinks she's looking at somebody else. They don't show you that. They don't show you the person that's drinking beer that whooped their child for nothing. Huh? They don't show you that. Or they don't show you that. That the homosexual do anything and everything once they get a little alcohol in them. They ain't going to show you that. Huh? They want you to love who God don't love. God scarred the homosexual population. And matter of fact, they already scarred because they can't produce nothing. Two women cannot produce a baby and two men. So their family tree already been cut down. So we should be pointing that out to them. How are you going to say we love for our brothers we love and we're afraid to tell our brother that he's wrong putting a dress on? That somebody, he's been tricked and he's tricking himself out of the better life in the next world. That is life after death. It's like there's life after sleep. We should be telling our children, our people about that. Huh? Tell our Caucasian brothers what they did. They didn't get away with it. They burned it in hell. How do you know, Mr. Akbar, that they burned it? Allah said, nobody leave this earth without getting this judgment. And you going to tell me he worked people 400 years without paying them? He lynched and raped women, not only raped women, raped boys and girls, and did whatever he wants to those people who is God's people, who belong to God. He did whatever he wants to, no law, nothing stopped him from doing what he had to do. He branded us like he branded a horse or a donkey or something. You going to tell me that man went to paradise? Huh? That man got rewarded for doing all that wrong to us? I don't believe so. So I believe he got exactly as the scripture said. You get exactly what you strive for, and whatever you strive for will soon come in sight. Or I believe he said, he reap what you sow. You can't sow tomatoes and get collard greens. If you sow wrong, going to be your own undoing. So anybody who would like to share in this great talk we're having tonight on Moving the Image, please, Max 1, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share your ideas and your thoughts about this image, about what we need to do about getting our reparation, how we can support each other. Because he made it clear. We should act like there's no one else to buy from. And once we do that, so anybody else wants to say anything, please, Max 1, come into the queue, and we cut your mic on. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar. I'm a co-host worker along with my wife, Dahir Akbar. And we have Sujah Muhammad. And we have Sister Karan Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana also. And sometime we have Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And Brother Hameen is putting this show up. And we hope that we all come together and send him something on this Block Talk radio station where we can keep this hope alive. Like Jesus said, let's keep hope. Keep this show the one though. And people coming because I'm getting a sign made and tell people when I'm out on the street to come on this show. And I believe they're coming. We've got some people promise us they would come. Brother Imam Ibrahim should be here tonight. And, you know, he said he would. So I got one brother have raised his hand. looked like the one of the co-host workers decided to raise his hand, and we want to bring him on and see what he said. This is Suja Muhammad coming from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hot Baton Rouge, hot Atlanta. It's hot all over the place. A lot of Hispanic America is on fire. So hot. Don't bring Brother Suja Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja Muhammad.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam.
You want to look as-salam to you, too. You got it, my good brother.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify, and I also bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And I also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give all the believers, the greeting of peace, of As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, we are thankful to Allah for blessing us with the Holy Quran, for blessing us with Imam Wahidi Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, and the believers, and the true believers. We can't leave the believers out. If I just say that I thank Allah just for blessing the few people and leave the believers out, then I got to be careful. I got to be real, real careful, you know, else I'm going to have to right away find a place for the believers, get an identity for the believers. Right away, I should recognize that it's the believers is the one that's going to do this work. It's the believer. You know, he didn't say it was the Christians, it was going to be the Muslim, it was going to be the Jew. He said that the believers must win through the true believers. You know, and so Moses himself got checked. Praise be to Allah. With one of Allah's servants, we can't think that Allah that's got us out here. You know, Allah told Moses, I want you to check out one of my servants. You know, and there's a whole lot of them. There's messengers. There's a whole lot of beings that working for Allah, that's doing the work of Allah that we don't even know about. You see, we are just thankful that Allah gave us this blessing and called us Muslims. We are thankful to Allah. But that, you remember, Allah is showing us all these different prophets, messengers, and believers, and people that took on faith, and how they became rejecters of faith. How they became rejecters of faith. They say they believe, then they turn around and say we disbelieve. You see? So it's not no walk through the park, brothers and sisters. I'm going to read you something out of the Quran, and inshallah, I pray that Allah bless you with some insight on it. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And this is starting in Surah 6, Ayat 42. Before thee we sent messengers to many nations, and we afflicted the nation with suffering and adversity, that they might learn humility. When the suffering reaches them from us, why then did they not learn humility? On the contrary, their hearts became hardened, and Satan made their sinful act seem alluring to them. But when they forgot the warning they had received it, we opened to them the gate of all good things, until in the midst of their enjoyment of our gifts, on a sudden, we called them to account, when lo, they was plunged in despair. Of the wrongdoers, the last remnant was cut off. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher of the world. Say, thank ye if Allah took away your hearing and your sight and sealed up your heart. Who is God other than Allah? Show them to you. See how we explain the sign for various symbols, yet they turn aside. Say, thank ye if the punishment of Allah come to you, well, suddenly or openly, will any be destroyed except those who do wrong? We send the messengers only to give good news and to warn for those who believe and mend their lives. Upon them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. But those who reject our sign, them shall punishment touch, for that they cease not from transgressing. Say, I tell you not that with me are the treasures of Allah. This is Prophet Muhammad talking. Say, I tell you not that with me are the treasures of Allah. Mean I got God done gave me all kind of gold and diamonds and minerals. I got all of them saved up. And I can use them anytime I want to use. You know, none of this here oppression and none of this hardship going to get me, because I got money. Prophet Muhammad says, say, I tell you not that with me are the treasures of Allah. Nor do I know what is hidden. Nor do I tell you I am an angel. I but follow what is revealed to me. Say, can the blind be held equal to the sin? Will ye not then consider not? Give this warning to those in whose heart is the fear that they would be brought to judgment before the Lord, except for him that will have no protector, not intercessor, that they may guard against evil. Allah is letting you know, or letting us know, when judgment day come, when we come before the fire, we don't have no other protector other than Allah. He's our only protector, you know. Allah says, send not away those who call on their Lord morning and evening, seeking his face. And nor are thou accountable for them. And then nor are they accountable for thee. That thou shouldest turn them away and thus be one of the unjust. Thus did we try some of them by comparison, with others, that they should say, is it these then that Allah has favored from among us? Do not Allah know best those who are unjust? When thou come to thee who believe in our sign, say, peace be on you. Your Lord has inscribed for himself the rule of mercy. Verily, if any of you did evil in ignorance, and thereafter repented and amended his conduct, lo, he is often forgiven, most merciful. Thus do we explain the signs in detail that the way of the sinners must be shown up. Say, I am forbidden to worship those other than Allah, whom you call upon. Say, I will not follow your vain desires. If I did, I would stray from the path and be not of the company of those who receive guidance. Say, for me, I work on a clear sign from my Lord, but ye reject him. What ye will see hasten is not my power. The command rests with none but Allah. He declares the truth, and he is the best of judges. Say, if what ye will see hasten was in my power, the matter would be settled at once between you and me. But Allah knows best those who do wrong. With him are the keys of the unseen, the treasures that none know it but he. He knows whatever there is on the earth and in the sea. Not a leaf does fall but with his knowledge. There's not a grain in the darkness, a depth of the earth. Not anything fresh or dry, green or withered, but it's inscribed in a record clear to those who can read. It is he who does take your soul by night and had knowledge of all that you have done by day. By day does he raise you up again that a time appointed be fulfilled. In the end, unto him would be your return. Then will he show you the truth of all that you did. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Alhamdulillah, Allah clearly shows us that there's nothing that is done that's not been written down, and it's clearly to him that he can see. Alhamdulillah, the chicken coming at you. The chicken will open up the door. Alhamdulillah. So it's clear that we give our whole self, you know, to Allah. We don't reject faith. We look at signs as something that's Allah have established, and the people today call it the handwriting on the wall. We look at that as something that is inedible, that has got to come, it's got to happen, you know, and we don't reject it. Like the signs that we have that's coming in now, you know, that we as believers in Allah must establish businesses, must establish ourselves and get into a position that we gonna have to support each other. That's what the signs say. We gonna have to support each other. We gonna have to let each other know that's what we want to do. And that's what we're gonna do. And if we don't do it, then We gonna go down and go into history as the most backwards people that's on this planet. You know, because Allah already done gave us and made us inherit it. So we gonna get reparation, brothers and sisters. Let the ignorant be where he is or she is. We gonna get reparation. You know, it ain't gonna be no magic. It's gonna be clear. It's gonna be something that we can reason with and know why we got it. You know, it ain't gonna be something that some Muslim gave to us, because if the Muslim was gonna give it to us, it's some of these people that get all these oil and have all this wealth right now was gonna give it to us, we would have been and got it. The Imam Wahabi Muhammad community would have been and got it, because we qualified for it. You see, but you see where it's got to come from, not from us. I know that's hard for us to believe. That the blessing is not going to be coming from our community. So if we get reparation, brothers and sisters, I'm just asking y'all to promise. Let's promise each other that we spend the money with each other, that we support each other, that we set up a way where we don't let that money get out of our church, you know, that we keep that money in a circle. You know, the devil hear this here, and especially some of the black devils, they hear this here, that scares them to death, because they want the Caucasians to stay in power, because that's who they're begging. That's their master. And if the Caucasian loses power, that means that he loses power too. Allah said, this earth wasn't created for no game and play. All they don't establish is game and play. Homosexuality. We live in the world today of injustice. And we got some Christians standing up behind us also. They can't have it because this is the command of Allah. This is the command of Allah. They can't resist it. You see? And they see that when we was brought over here in slavery, that is wrong to teach us to believe in their image as the Lord. As God in the flesh. They see that it's wrong. If you talk to a Caucasian and that Caucasian is honest, he's going to let you know that it's wrong. It was wrong to teach that lie that God had a son and his son was one of my nationalities. He's going to let you know if he's honest. If you're honest Caucasian, he will open up to you. And he got to tell the truth. They don't want to let you know our history. And see, we got to be careful in Islam. You know? Because some of us hate each other, and we don't want our children to know our history. And we don't teach our history. Brothers and sisters, we got a history. We have a history, and we're going to have to teach it. We're going to have to let the people know. Many things that's going on right now, it wasn't happening during the Prophet Muhammad. The peace and blessing be upon it. The Imam said that the depth of false worship hadn't came out during the time of Prophet Muhammad. And that Allah said that he's going to make it known to the evil's doer of what they done wrong. But it wasn't burned out during the time of the Prophet Muhammad. The peace and blessing be upon him. So this is what the people think, that everything that we talk about gonna have to deal with, you're gonna have to deal with Prophet Muhammad. Now, we will never forget the history of Islam during the Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad is our leader. He's our leader in Islam and al-Islam. He's our leader. So, but that's a whole lot of other history. That's a whole lot of other history that the young people is gonna have to know, and we're gonna have to teach them. You know, we're gonna have to teach them in a sense where they gonna be able to establish themselves, where they gonna be able to own some of this land, own some of this earth. You see, there was so much injustice that was done with this earth and minerals. Right now, you got Caucasian people who sell you land and they'll openly tell you or put it in the agreement that you don't have mineral rights. What kind of mess is that? They gonna keep the mineral rights. I said, you had to pay for the land, but if you get anything on the land, you had to give it to me. Man, if some way you can swift kick him in the butt, that would be good. I mean, that man is—he's bold. He's right out in the open. He ready to tell you something that's happened. Look you in the eye. And expect for you to smile. And he's wrong, and he know he's wrong. Oh, Lord. So we had to stand up, brothers and sisters. First of all, we had to believe in the truth, because the truth is from Allah. So we had to tell truth. We had to tell the truth. You can't get up there and lie to the people. Let's don't start that. Make sure that what we tell them is true. And we know, and this can be proven. If they come back and ask us about what we said, we know we can prove what we said. You see what I'm saying? So let's get ready to get our future ready and start preparing our future. We should right now be grooming our young brothers and sisters to be imams in the masjid. We should be grooming them, getting them ready. We should have a school that is academy school that has discipline in them, where our young peoples need to go through discipline. They need to go through discipline, brothers and sisters. Our young peoples have been through a whole lot. You know what I mean? They got the type of freedom right now that is causing them to become feminine, causing the women's becoming over masculine, you know, and do things that are against God. So they got to have some discipline. They got to have some discipline, brother. And don't lighten up on them. You know, establish that discipline. And be firm, and that they follow the rules. Because what they're going to do is going to happen. They're going to happen. You want your children, when they leave with mom, that they don't come back and don't even know who you are. And you don't know who they are. They done picked up some kind of lifestyle that the community done influenced them that is against God. So brothers and sisters, we pray that a lot of us here that dealing with the message of concern, Allah educate us, bless us with his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and bless us to stay on the righteous path. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got salam. Thank you, Brother Suja. So that's the reason we're here tonight, to get rid of, remind the people to put the real shackle, the real death, this false idea and wrong worship of God. Once you take that number one pillar, a principle out of human beings, all the other principles fall down. So a lot is one. Truth is always clear from falsehood. And that is what we need. And that is what Allah wants us to have, the truth. So we can come back to him and come back to God. And that's what we have to come back with God, being a truthful person. We won't enter the paradise in our truth. Being an evil, being racist, being a liar, being a deceitful. You will not enter the paradise. The paradise starts right here. So is there anyone else who would like to share in this wonderful talk we're having today? Here, July 22nd, 2023. This beautiful talk we're having on how we keep the human being be put back and remade all over again, better, stronger, and more decent than he are now. So we thank Allah for this Spark Talk radio station, where we can share the truth and bring others in to share the truth. We believe in Jesus. We just don't worship him. We believe in all of the messages and prophets. They prophesied. Jesus prophesied. He said, one day you won't be able to tell women from men. Having this prophecy come true. You don't know who is who. I just left Stowe, and I'm looking around, and I can't believe that we slipped this far back. We so unconscious of how we look. Seeing a guy walking with his pants dragging the ground, look like he looked like bad shape. But, you know, we no longer think of help that young man the truth. He had been robbed of the knowledge of himself. He had been robbed of the comfort of being with himself. So this truth that we have, we're reaching with the help of Allah. If along with that person, this truth will hit them eardrums, and that person will become a living creature. Huh? So we thank Allah. We know Allah bless us to understand that death, that mental death, or the death of the bush or the tree that is uprooted, is dead. But the worst is death. When ye uproot you from knowledge and understanding and love, and uproot you from being ashamed and being disrespectful to God and your mama and you're in everybody else. That's a real deal. That's a real ugly deal. But to come alive out of that death is like night and day. And Allah said he created you good. He created you and he loved you. If he didn't love you, you wouldn't be planning here on this earth being tested. He loved you. That's why he put the Al-Quran in the world. For you can read it and get it and understand it. He put the Bible in here also, but he let man tamper with it. But he let the final revelation come to clear up what else had been tampered with. Final revelation come to clean up the Bible, to restore that house. That like the cover had to be restored. One time they had nothing but idols, 80 some idols in the Kaaba. Prophet Muhammad brought all of them out and broke them and said a prayer at the same time. So we thank Allah, Prophet Muhammad and Abdullah, and we thank him what he had brought to us. We thank him for praying for someone to come behind him and lead us. It's all true, and we believe that one showed up in Chicago, and email in the image, I mean, in the email, Washington Muhammad, son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we believe that he revived all of the religions. So we thank Allah for all that he do, all he have done. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his guidance and truth. And thank him for blessing us to be the Muslim or the true believers, inshallah, that he wants us to be, man and woman. So we're here tonight. If anyone else got anything else they would like to say, we said max one and come into the queue because we got something to say. As long as we keep it out front and being the truth, then Allah said he loved those who do right. And truth stand out clear from falsehood. And we know truth busts falsehood upside the head and says brain come out. And you ain't got no brain. You're a vegetable. Take your brain out. You become nothing but a vegetable. You're no more than a plant. You eat, you sleep, you love the sunshine, but you can't send them. You can't make no expression. So anybody got anything they would like to say? Max one and come into the queue. Anybody? I heard somebody say something. Nobody want to say nothing. I bring the other co-worker back up, Brother Sujah Muhammad. I love to hear what he say. I love to hear him talk. Reading the Quran. So, Sujah, you ain't tired. Sujah, you not tired. No, you're not tired. Okay, well, you back on then. You got it. I'm late. Anybody come up and match one? I'll let you know. That's on late.
Alhamdulillah. I hold the right here, man, and say, Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Again, I'd like to fire and bear witness to the truth. And I'd like to bear witness and testify that the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the one that leads the human being, that led the human being, that he delivered the message that Allah gave to pass on to him. And we receive the message. Praise be to Allah. We know, and we brought this, we made this clear, that the truth can be proven. We made that clear. That the truth is that the whole creation bear witness to the truth. We got the whole creation to bear witness and to prove the truth. When we use the truth and we use it correctly, we have a backup, and that backup is the creation itself. Also, when a lie is told, we made it clear that a lie cannot be proven. You don't have nothing to back you up with a lie. The only thing that you can do with that lie is tell another lie. That's a fact. You know, so we stay out of those arenas. We keep clear of that, because that's Shaitan. You know, that's Shaitan's means of busting things up, of separating things, of confusing things. You know, because it gonna be some confusion when you start lying. You know, because you got to change truth into a lie. Not only is you lying, but you got to try to make the person that tells the truth, you got to try to convince people that he's a liar, and that you tell them the truth. So you can imagine and you can see how dangerous that is, and you can see what Shaitan is working with, you know. And you can also see what Allah blessed us to work with. All praises is due to Allah. So we moving forward. We thank Allah praise be to Allah. They got the reparation, which is moving real strong. And the strongest area that is moving in is California. And what I mean by strong, you got a whole lot of support there. You got a whole lot of different programs where, and different peoples where they are qualified to prove the truth. They're qualified to bring it to you and prove it. Any question that you ask, they're qualified to answer. But those people that don't want to give us reparation, they lying. That's a good thing that you can watch. A nice program that you can watch. Watch a reparation program and listen to the person that asking for the reparation, and listen to the other person that denies the reparation. And you'll get a chance to see the truth at work and see how good that person know how to use and implement the truth. And then again, you'll get a chance to see the lie. Struggling, and how lies upon lies is told. That's a good example of checking out the truth and the lie by looking at the program that they have on reparations. Allahu Akbar. That's a good one. You want to see how powerful the truth is, and you want to see how reckless and insignificant the liar. Then you check out some of these programs on reparations, and you'll see the truth is at work, and you'll see the lie is at work. So we had to watch that and study that and be able to get into that arena. Many of us know how to use the truth, but we got to know how to get into that arena, because there's certain people that they try to keep out of that arena because they are so accurate in using truth. So they try to keep you out of that arena. They'll never be seen on television debating with you, because they know you won't show them up. There's no hope, you know. So most of the people that know how to use the truth accurate, they mostly, when they come on TV, on a blog talk or something, they on there by themselves, or somebody that brought them on there is interviewing. But they don't have no challenges at all. And you should read something in that. That's a sign. Why is it that they don't have challenges? You know, if reparations was wrong, then it seemed that they should have more challenges to show that it's wrong. You know, but they don't have no challenge. They have no challenges, and the person that challenges, he tried to challenge them real sneaky. He tried to sneak in there and throw a sucker punch. But he don't have no truth. Only thing he's gonna do is use a lie. And if the person be quiet and sit up and listen to him or her, then they can address that lie. They can address that lie. Just be patient. So we got it's coming, brothers and sisters. Our reparation it's been worked on by the older brothers and sisters, and it's been worked on by younger people. That's real, real sharp. And you're gonna see something. When that reparation is start paying off, watch these people that went against reparation. Watch them. Watch them how they try to change up, how to switch up. I pray that it be a way you can call them a liar, that you're a hypocrite. You know. You want to change up now, because they awarding people with the reparation. Now you want to change up. You're going to see all this, brothers and sisters. You're going to see all this, what I'm saying. You're going to know people that was against reparation is going to act like that they was the one that started talking for reparation. That's the way they do it. They act like they was the leader for getting us reparation, and they was one of our main opposers. So we gonna get reparation, brothers and sisters, and they're setting it up. They're setting it up where people that don't qualify for it, they ain't going to be able to get it. The people that don't qualify for reparation, African, the black African American, whatever they are, they are not going to get it. You know, Haitian, Jamaican, African, a whole lot of them. You know. You got some people really bold enough to say that we don't qualify for reparations. Bold enough to say that it's not fair that we get reparations. You got people bold enough to make them type of statements. And you know, I mean, it's so bold, sometimes if you don't be careful, you don't have no means of checking them out of something that's positive to say to them, because it's so obvious that they are just lying. It's so obvious that they're lying, and you didn't have to think in order to come at them. So you're not thinking. Sometimes that lie may get through, you know. So, brothers and sisters, we pray that some of the things that we said was accurate. All of it that we said was accurate. If there's anything that you want to question me on in reference to reparation, I'm here. You can ask me those questions and let's talk about it. We came to you in peace, then we're going to leave in peace. Of Aishanam Alankun.
Father Kassanam. Any questions? I got to do the match one. I'm into the queue. We'll cut your mic on. Let you start talking. We want to hear from you. We know what we're saying makes sense. We know this is the will of the good people, and we know Allah is with us. So anybody got anything to add or subtract? Get your match one. Come into your queue. We want to hear from you. Thank Allah for this opportunity.
Step up off there.
Thank Allah for this opportunity to be on the show tonight, giving us the opportunity. So many people have passed away from slavery and Jim Crow. You know, they said Abraham Lincoln freed us. Freed us from what? We had to fight them crows. We had to go through that period of time. All these struggles that we had to go through to get to where we are today. We earned reparation. We earned our place in history. Talking about the image. We're in our place. So we're here tonight to remove all racial image from worship. And that is part of removing the image. So we're here. Anybody else got anything they would like to say? That match one coming to the queue. But we know there's something on your mind that's bugging you that you want to say, and they give you opportunity to say it right here. All we say, all praise is due to Allah. We said that Allah is the greatest. Allah is the Lord, the chair, the sustainer of all worlds. And there's nothing
that we can draw with our hands, even draw with our minds, and call it Allah. He's bigger than anything that we can imagine. He is the creator. He is the one who tested us, who let us pass through this earth. He's the one who blessed us to come pass through our mother with the help of our father. We thank Allah. And we will never be able to thank Allah enough. Pray five times a day or more. It's all praise are due to Allah. Lord, cherish and sustain him of all worlds. He allowed us to come up, but I thank Allah that I don't want to be nothing. I thank Allah that he may allow me to return back to be a Muslim. When I grew up as a Christian, I ain't going to call myself a Christian. I ain't going to do that. I wasn't no Christian. I was a person going to a building, all the church, listen to singing, and listen to the preachers. Hey, I never did. I was baptized. I was almost drowned. I mean, I never. Somebody said something. I always got quiet. I didn't know them. I didn't keep all that stuff, drinking no blood. Ain't nobody. I seen that on vampire pictures where they drink blood and eat people's blood. I seen that. But I ain't never considered myself as a Christian. I never believe it turned my teeth. Never did accept that idea you hit me on the right side and gave you the
turn your left.
I never believe that. No. So I ain't gonna say I was a Christian. But I said I went to a building. I listened to some music. Listened to a choir. And, you know, I did get baptized. I'm probably trying to please my father, you know. Yeah. It scared me to death. But anyway, I thank Allah for leading me to this religion, leading me to the right way. A lot of people died. I mean, a few people died for me to get to this way because the brother downtown got shot, Muslim brother got shot. But what brought me to this community, one of the brothers, after the police killed one of them, they killed the police. And the police was killing, shooting black men every day. And nothing was done about it. He's a black man. I said I'm gonna take one with me. And Muslim brother, I went to the temple, and that first time I went to the temple, I accepted. So I said, all praise are due to Allah. So we here tonight on the broadcast radio station. We are here to represent all of our ancestors who suffered under that image, who got lynched and hung and beat to death. They said some of the slaves on fire. Burn them up.
They raped some of the men. One called it butt breaking. The one slave master, one slave owner, he would call the other couple of slave owners and come and do the same thing, rape that young man. And you gonna call them white people? And the scripture said, God said, if you do right, he'll wipe your soul white. No, not your skin color. So there's no white people. They've been called that. They've been getting away with that lie that, like you said, it can't be proven they white. You ain't no, ain't nothing you got to prove they white. It's a lie. So it's a lie that was given to us to use. And we use that, I use that lie to Imam YD Muhammad said, God Allah did not make any white people. And I'm no longer calling them white. I call them my brother because we are come from Adam. I supposed to love them and they supposed to love me. And I know that they would never love me as long as they image up in the world as God. As long as they own and control everything, I know they're not going to love me. But I can't do what they did to me because Allah won't allow me to be like that. I'm not that kind of person. Not in my character to do what they did to me. So I thank Allah for blessing me to be a Muslim this day and time. I don't want to be nothing else. I see in the human family, I want to be a human. I ain't no other human being I want to be. Like Imam YJ Mom said, he was like the men there in the days of the prophet. But he want to be who Allah made you to be. That's really the only person you can be anyway. Who Allah created you to be. So we thank Allah. And we never will be able to thank him enough for making us a human being, making us a Muslim, top of the line of the human being. So we're going to keep fighting. This scheme that Satan put out there, we're going to keep fighting that scheme. And we're going to keep winning. And we never been a loser. Once we said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, we never was a loser unless we choose to be one. Then we accept being one. You can never be a loser unless you accept that. Allah said the best one of us, and we are always trying to be the best. If you're not doing that, you're trying to be the less. Of all the people in the world. So we thank Allah again for blessing us. Imam YT Muhammad left us a book called As the Light Shining from the East. What a beautiful book. We speak about this racism. Speak about the evolution of the Nation of Islam. The natural Adam of the community life, the myths of the Bible, the first mother, spiritual form and human development, the three motivations, nature over form, that suicide God, fear help our life, corrupt language, the wound, a place of discipline. Freedom, undeveloped people, high sensation seeker, destroy religion devotees, a people without a culture, are as a bare tree, nigger, black, African American, etc. A dead nation, transcendipulation, sentiment and emotion, slavery and aftershock, America the beast, the beautiful, and the beast. This is what he may have left us. He left us that. The black skin flag. The graphic devil, the black or the white. The human nature is black. Descendants from Adam. Color, superior, inferior. Human life is one. The knowledge. Criminal liability in the neighborhood court. Cultural strength. Revolution, first step. Elementary climb. Imagine crime. Moral strength. God will raise a witness. The myths of W. Farad Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. 40 years of evolution. Survival in America. The APEC. African American leader. See, he brought us all of this. For what? So we can stand up and change this ungodly, this sinful world that we live in. This world that we inherit has shown hardly any love amongst the police department, the government. We paid our taxes, and they were allowed to swim for a long time in the public swimming pool. Or they build our one on the other side of the track and tell us to stay out of, away from there. And they wouldn't come in ours. So, you know, but they could. And there ain't nothing we could say. So there's no justice until we demand justice. There will never be decency. Man, Jesus do to our
life. What you told me?
Phone while we're talking. And
I'm going outside.
All praises are due to Allah. But we got all this knowledge. And we got the knowledge because we have been given the role of remaking the world. We've been given the role. Given us the opportunity. And Allah know what he was doing. Are we the best fighter? We the best runner? We the best baseball player? We the best dancer? We used to be the best cooks and all the other things. But they took that away from us. And they know we can teach. They know we are more closer to Jesus than they will ever get. We are more closer to Moses than they will ever get. Everything Moses stood for and fought against, they have stood for it here in America. So they know they ain't got a leg to stand on. They should give us reparation and everything else and give us opportunity to own some land and catch up with the income that they got, because they got the money. And they help each other. They make sure each other is doing good. If they didn't, you ever seen any Caucasians? I ain't seen no Caucasians get set out, though. Some people might see them, but here in Atlanta, they see you said nothing. So we ain't get, they still sitting African American now. You know, I thought all these African Americans own their homes, that where they live here in the community. And I found out that the African Americans didn't own their home, they were renting. And that's why so many African Americans, the renters of Caucasian, they put them out because of running the rent up where they can't pay the rent. And then they take the house and bring their brother in the house of their friends and let the friends rent the house and get it fixed up by the government, give them some kind of domain
a loan where they don't have to pay back as long as they stay in the house for 2 years.
Yeah.
All this going on right in front of us. And you're going to tell me they don't own us reparation? Huh? Imam said when they were giving off another 4 acres and a mule, they were getting the Caucasian 104 acres to come here to land and fence. All this was dear to us because of our skin color. They promoted each other on their clothes or their skin color. That's what they did. And they kept that up. Dr. King embarrassed them, but they didn't care nothing about that until he started talking about the war and how there's injustice. So they killed Dr. King. Killed him. They couldn't say they nailed him to the cross because we was a little lie. But they you don't think they were thinking about it? They were thinking about saying that that Dr. King died for all our sins. They could have said that and got away with that because our people swallowed any lie that they would tell. And they would not, our people was messed up so much because the lie they told on us, we would ditch, we would tell, we would cut your head off. And they know the Caucasian people cut your head off. They know the Caucasian will take you to court and clean you of all your money. They know that. They know the Caucasian mailman and the policy man. Boy, he planted more babies in our neighborhood.
Milkman, insurance baby.
Yeah, yeah. My wife said they're going to get about the milkman. I guess she know all of them. Milkman, policy man. Post office. But y'all women talk. Y'all know what went on back in them days. But they think they were laying with God. Oh, they laying with Jesus. They were laying with God. Okay. Well, I said a couple of minutes. Now nobody else turned no sister want to say nothing? No sister want to get involved? Well,
I gave it to you.
Let me read this right quick before I turn it over to Brother Suja.
Okay.
Allah says in the Al-Quran, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. I think this is Surah 2, Al-Baqarah, Ayat 162 to 165. Allah said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Said, my worship and my sacrifice and my life and my death for Allah, the Lord of the world. He had no partners. This am I commanded. And I am first of those who surrender unto him. Say, shall I seek another then Allah for my Lord, when he is the Lord of all things, each soul earn only and on his own account. None does any latter bears another load then unto your Lord is your return. And he will tell you that what in you different. He who have placed you in victorious of the earth, in the victoria of the earth, and has exalted some of you in ranks and above others. And he may try you by the test of
that which he had given you. Lo, thou, Lord, is swift in prosecution, and lo, he is forgiving and most merciful. So Allah sees and knows that persecution. So Allah is in charge, and he's, like you said, we're passing through. He's testing us to see which one is worthy of the great reward that he had been kept hidden from us, that's waiting on us, and all we have to do is do right, and we will get the best in the next life. We do believe in life after death, and we believe that we're hidden for that life every day we wake up. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujah Muhammad back up. No sister want to say nothing?
You just had it.
No, it's not. So anyway, does anybody else want to say? I guess I, Sujah, you ain't eating, you ain't busy. I'll bring you back up if you're busy. You busy, Sujah?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay, you back? Okay,
I'm
I know you said you had to. That chicken out front or something, you said. Hey, the chicken's all right?
Yeah, there's, I think so.
At a certain time,
they come to roost.
And you ain't got nothing to say, put the rooster on. Let him talk.
Yeah, they come to roost. Like Malcolm said, at a certain time, the chicken come in the roost.
He's coming in the roost. Okay, so it's that time.
They go to sleep.
Next time he put it near the phone, let him talk. Yeah, we want to hear the rooster say something. Let him.
You ain't gonna be able to stop that rooster.
He's just like a Muhammad we know somewhere, huh? Okay,
but
well, you got it,
bro. Allahu Akbar. I hope the blessed minister time by Jean. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful, I testify and bear witness, and there's only one God, and I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet and messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give all the believers the greeting and peace of Islam and Islam. Brothers and sisters, we is trying to cover as much as we can to show you, to back up the truth that we are telling you in reference to images in religion and in reference to reparation. We are going in every direction that we possibly can go in, you know, just to establish that point. We're trying to establish a point. And if there's anybody out there that can show us or want to ask us a question and in reference to Jesus, ask us a question in reference to reparation, you know, and we would like to ask you a question. Do you believe that we as ex-slaves should receive reparation? Now, that's a simple question. Do you believe that we as ex-slaves should receive reparation? And the second question, the second question we'd like to ask is that do you believe that having one race image in the world as the Son of God, do you believe that that's the truth from Almighty God? Having one race. Yes. Yeah, come to the light.
Well, I guess I am.
Here we go. Well, thank you, Master Man.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, this is Brother Amin. Well, in alhamdulillah, Brother Alameen. May Allah bless us with a strong mind, peace of mind. Alhamdulillah.
Sister Gay, you did.
You know, Governor DeSantis, the governor of Florida, the governor DeSantis of Florida, he just recently put his foot in his mouth.
Hey, bro, you got something to say?
I didn't know I didn't have it on. Y'all got it. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Go ahead, yeah. Brother. He said he put his foot in his mouth.
Yeah, because he was saying, well, when African-Americans, I'm paraphrasing now, he said when African-Americans were slaves, they was able to learn skills. They was able to learn skills that could be used for something for themselves when they, you know. So of all that brutality and
yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, all that brutality and horror that the African American, the former slaves, our people had to endure. He gonna pick out something where they learn some skill. So
they benefit. They benefit. Yeah.
The shot has been shot. You know, in other words, we're starting to get a little feedback now, or I'm noticing the feedback now. It's starting to come back, and they starting to answer because it's a lot of talk and attention has been put on the ideas of reparations and the cruelty of slavery in the Jim Crow era, and you know how we lost out and the income gap. Income gap, for every dime that we have, the Caucasian family got a dollar. So you know what I mean? The income gap is huge, and African Americans are being left out of a whole lot of things, education and health and employment, a lot of things, had they given us our 40 acres and a mule back then, things wouldn't be so bad. We didn't have nothing to fight with.
Yes.
And at the same time, these Caucasian families had 160 acre parcels of land that they could work with and do something with and hand it down to their children, and their children had it down to their children's children,
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Darity say anywhere from 45 million to 90 million of them same people who got that 160 acres of land are still benefiting from that, and that's been at the end of slavery. You see, so we have something to think about, and we have some things to talk about. And all praise be to Allah. I just wanted to add that I'm right in the middle of something, so I got to get back to what I was doing, but. I wanted to add that. So, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I had also heard that the Caucasians said that the reason we got people like Muhammad Ali or Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, people that's real talented, said that became because of the pressure they got us under.
what we went through in slavery. It produced people like that from the African Americans. That became from the pressure that they put on us. So they try to get the benefit from all the outstanding people we have among us. They kind of say that they are the one that put that pressure on them and produced them. That's coming around with that lie again.
Yeah.
That's coming around with that lie again. And all this back that up, they're going to have to tell another lie. You know. And I know for a fact that they had what you call hippies that seen what we went through, and they analyzed it and they came to that point also that the reason that we got good singers and good dancers and sharp people is because of the pressure that we went through. And what they did, they gave up all their parents' wealth and they decided to live as poor people live. I remember when they used to, they gave up all their cars and things, and they used to come. Walk down the street and throw up a ride and things like that, you know. But when pressure came, a whole lot of them were seeing going back to their parents. When pressure came, still they going through that pressure so they can be produced. And they went back to the parents. So you know that lie. That lie can be checked right away. That lie can be checked right away, brother and sister. We have the First Amendment, which established the 14th Amendment, where that amendment was ratified in 1668 to guarantee state citizenship to recently emancipated slaves, as in-depth examination of this amendment is in Chapter 10. It is a peculiar interpretation by which the Pope taking an amendment that provides citizenship to former slaves and applies to prohibit religious activity in the schools and public affairs of state and local community. But they said in the First Amendment, even though Coke today divide the religious clause of the First Amendment into what it calls the Establishment Clause, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion and the freedom and the free exercise, I think it's what they are, and the exercise clause. Not prohibition, the free exercise they are. It is still nonetheless very obvious that no portion of the separation phrase appears in any part of the First Amendment, not in any part of the Constitution. In fact, the recent reliance by the court on this non-constitutional phrase has prompted complaints by many jurors. Okay. So it's saying that that we as free slaves have a right to practice our religion, and that no state shall make no law to take away that freedom. If our religion say that we don't eat pork, they can't make no laws and say that we got to eat pork.
or whatever is in our religion. You know, we don't believe in images in religion. We don't believe, we believe in one God. They can't make no laws to make us be, believe in saying that Jesus is the Son of God, or that they are his three gods. You see, like they trying to do, like they trying to make laws in Africa. They not so much trying to make laws, but they try to retaliate the idea that the Africans don't accept the laws that they make on homosexuality, and African in Uganda and Kenya and the leaders there. Told America, you know, you tend to your business and let us tend to our business. But you don't tell us how how to run our country, you know, and say that if we don't accept your idea, then we gonna put some stipulation on you. But at the same time, the Saudi Arabia had the same law that Uganda had as far as in homosexuality. You know, death to a person that is caught practicing homosexuality. Saudi Arabia had the same law, and they got three or four other countries that practice the same laws, but they didn't try to force them. To accept the laws, but they're gonna force Uganda, and they're gonna force Kenya.
They said they ain't gonna take it. They accept it.
They said they ain't right. Gonna accept it. That's right, brother. That's right. You can't make a person. You can't force a person to accept wrong just because you accept it. Unless you talk some way, you don't justify it. I can't do it. That's against God. So I think they realize that they are against God. The Ugandans and the Kenyans, let's get it on. Let's get ready to fight. Because if you start pushing the block with the product and stuff that you sent up, then we're going to send all your peoples out of this country. They're going to have to pack up and leave. That's what they say. And I don't think they're ready for that. They're going to have to pack up and leave. And plus, America is just stripping all the mineral rights out of those African countries. You know, and so just imagine. If the Ugandans are telling them, y'all going to have to go. Y'all had to leave them diamonds there. Y'all going to have to leave that oil there. Y'all going to have to leave all those minerals that you get that is unique there. Oh, it's going to be a big problem. It's going to be a big problem. So brothers, we are in a good position. We're in a good position because we're standing up for right, and we're standing up for truth. And everybody don't want to take that stand, but they recognize the stand that we are taking. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave in peace. I said, I'm an uncle. I'm kind of about that.
Well, you got
the stand.
Said it, yes, sir, but I saw me phone. That we gonna stand up against all this. Satan is doing everything he can at the last minute to destroy this world. We gonna take a bigger stand than we ever did. And don't realize a lot of people are not gonna make it. But if that be on them, truth stand out clear from falsehood. So they either want the truth or accept the truth, get on the ark or not get on the ark. That's their choice. We can make it stay here in Ennisland, you're on the ark. You got to save you from drowning of this world. So we thank Allah. So, Sujah, will you close up, up with a prayer, please, sir?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. A'udhu Billahi Min Ash-Shaytan Rajeem. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray.
Well, Lake Isalam, thank everyone for joining us. Hope to come back tomorrow. Bring a friend. We are here. Give it a just a problem that this world is facing with homosexuality. We're the only ones standing up. We got lots of people. We have big toes over there. Oh, we got all the time. Thank you so much. Wish you all in the best of the week. Bye-bye. Shalom.